This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Our radio show is heard on Pacifica stations nationwide, and you can watch our TV show on Free Speech TV and on our website. When Donald Trump's executive order banning nationals from 7 Muslim-majority countries was suddenly enacted, those who happened to be traveling back to the U.S. were caught in the dragnet. Immigrants with valid visas and even green cards were detained, and some even deported in the chaos and confusion that ensued. Particularly impacted were scientists and tech workers and university students. Now, although the ban is meant to last a few months, for those students who've been waiting in their home countries for approval of their student visas, Trump's ban has amounted to an indefinite one. One such person now joins me. Afshan Ahmadi is an Iranian graduate student at Clemson University in South Carolina. He's currently unable to return to the university because he's been waiting for his student visa. Welcome to the program, Afshan.
Hi, Sonali. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. So let's go through your story. I understand you started your graduate studies at Clemson University in electrical engineering a couple of years ago?
Yes, that's correct.
So how did all of that begin? You're an Iranian national. You applied for graduate school. You got into Clemson University. And then, of course, the next part of it was to apply for a U.S. student visa. For Iranians, that's particularly challenging given that there is no U.S. consulate. You probably had to travel outside the country to a neighboring country to go to a U.S. consulate and apply.
The thing is that if you want, if your goal is to study in the U.S., you have to plan for it at least a year or 2 years before. In order to apply for a U.S. university or college, you need to have your TOEFL exam, your GRE exam.
TOEFL, for those people who are not foreign students, stands for the Test of English as a Foreign Language, and it's basically just an English language test. Yeah.
Yes. And, you have to prepare for those exams. It takes time. After you pass the exam, you need to apply for universities. There is an admission, and you have to wait for another 2 or 3 months to see if you are admitted to the college. And after you get the admission, they send you a form called I-20. You need that piece of paper in order to be able to apply for a visa. And that I-20 will cost you $200 as well. And then there is shipping from US to Iran. And since most of the couriers, they don't ship to Iran, you have to have a middleman in between, meaning that the university has to send that form to somewhere in Dubai or somewhere else, and then that person will mail it to you. And after you get your I-20, it's time to schedule your appointment in the U.S. Embassy. Usually, we go to one of the neighbor countries like UAE or Turkey to apply for the U.S. visa.
And you went to Turkey, I understand?
Actually, the second time I went to Turkey, but the first time I was in Australia, so I actually applied in Australia.
So you applied in Australia, and were you rejected at that time or told to wait, or was that when you actually got your visa the first time?
The first time, the officer returned my passport and said that you have to undergo administrative processing. It took almost 2 months, and I missed the spring semester, so I had to defer my admission to summer. I got my visa with no problem.
It was just delayed.
Yeah, it was just delayed for 2 months. They do the background check and all those stuff.
The kind of thing that you might call extreme vetting. I mean, you basically already went through this kind of process. So then you came to Clemson University when?
Summer 2014.
So you came to the university, you were able to start your graduate studies. How long were you able to stay? What was that experience like for you at this American university?
Actually, I liked it very much. People are friendly in Clemson University. I like my advisor. The graduate coordinator is fine. Everybody's, nice, and I didn't have any problem in my stay at Clemson University.
And then you had to leave. Why?
Yes, after 2.5 years, I needed to go back home. Basically, there are two reasons behind it. The first reason is that I missed my family very much. I'm the only son in the family. You know how... difficult it is for my parents
I
to let me
certainly
go.
know what it's like to be living very far away from your family. It's very difficult.
Yes, and imagine if you have been away for 20 half years, and my parents are already old. My father is about 70 years old, and that was the main reason. But there was also another reason that my father has heart problems. He needed to undergo some diagnosis. I said, since I'm the only son, I decided to go back home, be with him
So
during this
you,
process.
when you left after 2.5 years to be with your parents, what happened to your visa? At that point, did you essentially forfeit the current visa that you had?
No, it's not that it's forfeited, but as an Iranian national, usually if you are in engineering field, they give you a 1 year, sorry, they give you a single entry visa. That means you need to leave the country. If you leave the country, you need to apply for another visa again. It's
Right, so
like
it's
the
not a
process.
multiple entry visa, which I think most students, foreign students get. You're saying Iranian students get single entry visas.
Yes, Iranian students and some other students from other countries also get single entry visa if they are in engineering field.
And there's
When we
probably
leave,
political reasons for that, I'm sure. So by leaving the country to see your parents, you basically realized or knew that by doing that, you would have to reapply for a new visa. So when did that happen? And so that was when you went to Ankara, Turkey to apply the second time?
that's correct. I went to Ankara, Turkey, and it was May 31st, 2016. Exactly, actually, more than 8 months ago.
So what happened? You went to your visa to apply for the visa. Did you get an interview? What were you told?
Yes, I got an interview, and actually, the interview went very well. The officer only asked me a few questions, like, why did you come back? And I think that was the only question she asked me. And then she got my passport and some other documents, and she said everything is fine. Just check the website, and when you are clear, send your passport to get your visa.
And that was 8 months ago, and you haven't heard anything.
And I haven't heard anything. And every time I email embassy, they say you are still undergoing administrative processing, and we cannot predict how long it's gonna take, and we have no control over the process since it's done in Washington, D.C.
My guest is
Yes.
Afshan Ahmadi. He is joining me from Iran right now. One of, actually, it seems as though hundreds of Iranian students who are unable to return to the United States, even before Trump enacted his Muslim ban, as it's being called. Now, there was a Guardian newspaper article last August, so just a few months after you had applied that second time and you were waiting to find out whether you were going to be allowed to return to the United States, that pointed out that more than 170 Iranian students have been forced to defer enrollment and turn down funding at U.S. universities because of delays in visa processing. In fact, your story was profiled in this article. This was happening under President Obama. Why do you think your visa? I mean, you should have been allowed to come back into the country last year. And, you know, had you gotten that visa, you would be here in the US. And as long as you didn't travel out of the country, you would be continuing your studies. Why do you think under President Obama these delays were happening?
Okay, let me tell you something. This the whole thing that is called administrative processing, it was not created during the during President Obama's era. It was built during George Bush. So what does it mean is that when you have your interview in the embassy, depends on the documents and also the answers that you give to the visa officer. He has the option to request a security opinion from different government agencies, like CIA, like drug enforcement, like FBI is always there. Some others. If you just Google it, you will find more about fi you will find out more about this administrative processing. So it was built a long time ago after 9/11. the officer felt like she needed to check with more agencies. So she requested.
And we know that Iranian students, particularly probably Iranian engineering students, have been subject to extra scrutiny.
Yes, they do have. Yes, they are subjected to extra administrative processing.
So this is a holdover from the Bush administration. However, under Obama, U.S.-Iranian relations had improved for the first time in many years. One wonders why President Obama didn't take steps to ease these sorts of visa delays before he left office. So now, as you're sitting in Iran, watching people who happen to be traveling with valid visas be turned away or be detained, what was going through your mind about your own situation?
Okay, let me explain it. I had some friends who got their visa approved like 3 or 4 days before the executive order. And they sent their passports to the U.S. Embassy for a visa stamp. Since the executive order is confusing, some of them, they got refusal letter with their passport, and some of them, they got a letter from the consulate saying that your visa is still pending because of the executive order. So we don't really know what is going to happen to my case. I emailed the embassy, the U.S. consulate in Ankara, and I particularly asked them what's going to happen to my case since I've been waiting for 8 months, and they said we don't have any information at the moment, and we will for sure contact you once we get the details.
So you're basically continuing to remain in limbo. Afshin, there are other graduate students, other Iranian students, I should say, at Clemson University that have been not allowed into the country, even ones with valid visas. There was a story of one young lady in particular, Nazanin is her first name. When she heard that this ban was happening, she scrambled to return to the U.S. via Dubai, managed to get on a flight, and was escorted off of that flight by American TSA agents, even though she should have been, you know, let back in. I've been in touch with another student, a third person, a young woman from Iran as well, who is in a very similar situation to yours, waiting for approval for a visa. As far as you can tell, there must be, hundreds of Iranian students. What sort of recourse do you have? I mean, basically, do you feel like you're just helpless to the political currents of the United States? It's not like the Iranian government has any leverage over the U.S., does it?
No.
Particularly under Trump.
Yes, yes, you're right. And that's another thing that frustrates me, because I read in the news that President Trump said that we are going to, after 3 months, we are going to ask the governments of those countries to, how do you call that, to give us the information of the visa applicants, U.S. visa applicants. And since our government and U.S., we don't have any diplomatic relationships, I don't know what's going to happen to my case and also other students who are still waiting.
So why do you think Trump is doing what he is doing? I mean, he is maintaining that this ban is intended to keep Americans safer. So, we as Americans are supposed to see you being unable to come to the country as some sort of victory that's going to keep us safer. We're supposed to be scared of you. I mean, how do you respond? I don't know. I don't know of any terrorist attacks in the U.S. by people of Iranian origin in the since September 11th. So people were confused that Iran was even on the list.
Yes, not any of those countries on the list. I don't know how it's going to help make U.S. a safer place, but I hope that President Trump, he considers our situation. I mean, this has been a very tough situation for us. I don't know what's going to happen to my future. I don't know if I will be able to go back to the United States and continue my study. So I hope President Trump remove all the countries from the list.
Now, I understand that the Clemson University president has put out a statement, but it really doesn't say very much. But Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, conservative Republican senator from South Carolina, has actually tried to criticize and has criticized Trump's Muslim ban. I suppose responding to pressure from universities like Clemson. Do you think that that might make a difference? Have you tried to reach out to elected officials in South Carolina?
I tried to reach out to university administrators. They are trying to help, but I understand they have limited power. But I think they have talked to Senator Lindsey Graham about my case and Nazanin's case, and also another lady from Clemson University, Nayere. Her name is Nayere, and she has been waiting more than me. She has been waiting for more than 9 months.
Do you feel that this is impacting the U.S. too? I mean, the U.S. benefits from students like yourself. I started out as a foreign student, non-American student in physics years ago. I have remained in this country, got married to a U.S. citizen. My producer is of immigrant origin as well. Do you feel that the U.S., gets more from immigrants than even immigrants get from the U.S.?
That is somehow true. Yes, that's actually, America has a powerful weapon, and it's called H-1B visa.
This is not the student visa.
No, this is not the student visa. This is the work visa. So what America does is that after people graduate or when they find some genius people, they give them this H-1B visa, which is basically work visa. And after a few years, they can apply for a green card. And then after 5 years, citizenship. So this is the weapon of America. And that's how they get all of these genius people.
So basically foreign students who come to the U.S., who get educated, can stay in the U.S. if they are considered brilliant enough. And if they're not, they can simply go back to their country. So the U.S. benefits from having foreign students come and stay. It'll be interesting to see what the U.S. turns into in the coming days and weeks. Afshin, I wish you the best of luck. All I can tell you is that enough Americans are angry about what Trump is doing that they're planning on fighting what this administration is doing. So perhaps your strongest allies in this struggle are going to be ordinary Americans who are resisting.
Yes, and I thank you everybody that tries to support and help us. Not only refugee people, but also non-immigrant people like me. And I hope that things get better in the future.
Good luck to you, Afshin, and may we see you back in the United States very soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Afshin Ahmadi is an Iranian graduate student at Clemson University, South Carolina, joining us from Tehran, Iran. He's currently unable to get a student visa to return to the United States. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can find our interviews online at risingupwithsonali.com and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.